It's time for Project Connect on Husker Radio. Each year, Project Connect hosts an in-person event as a one-stop shop for families and individuals to connect with services around the area. The event is sponsored by Families First Partnership. This year, due to COVID-19, the event could not take place. In its absence, Husker Radio was proud to partner with Families First Partnership and provide an audio resource to get the word out on these critical organizations. To learn more about Project Connect, go to familiesfirstpartnership.org. You can also hear all our Project Connect interviews at huskerradio.com. Now, on with today's Project Connect, here's Tristan Winder.
And welcome back on Husker Radio's Project Connect Spotlight. Pleased to continue our Project Connect Spotlight here with Judy Peterson of the North Platte Trails Committee. Judy, thanks for taking some time for us.
Hey, thank you.
Now, Judy, for folks that haven't heard before, tell us, what is the North Platte Trails Committee?
Well, we've been around for a long time, and our primary focus is to build trails, to let people get out and in a safe way, get out and enjoy the outdoors, get some exercise, some relaxation. And that's kind of our primary focus, is always construction. But we also, in the meantime, do events. We do beautification. Just most recently, we put in the fountain and bench in a memorial to Patty Evans, who had the bike shop, had Cycle Sport for years.
Oh, sure.
Along the South Buffalo Trail.
Yeah, so, and what a great individual to honor too, Patty, a great North Platte person, and she just screamed hospitality too, and what a great individual to honor with your organization as well, because Patty was always moving and helping others get out there and move.
She was, and she was a member of the North Platte Trails Committee for years and years, so she was a great, great advocate for us, a great, great advisor. Yeah, it was great to have her on our side, for sure.
Now, Judy, obviously, the North Platte Trails Committee picking up a lot of traction here with the COVID-19 crisis, I can imagine.
You know, there's been more people out and about on the trails. It's just been great to see. We know how important that is for people to be able to get outside during this time. And so it's just wonderful to see all the people out and about biking and walking and running.
Again, we have Judy Peterson joining us here on our Project Connect Spotlight here at Husker Radio with the North Platte Trails Committee. And Judy, can you tell us, how has the coronavirus impacted the North Platte Trails Committee?
Well, you know, as far as like our meetings and things, we've been doing what everybody else has been doing, which is meeting by Zoom. But we really haven't let that stop us. Right now we're working on getting some additional signage up and getting that going. We have an opportunity for people to sponsor a sign if they'd like to do that, but we want to get signage out, let people know distances, you know, just different things that kind of add some something more, you know, special to the trail, so again, as people are using them, they find better ways to use them. Another thing that we're doing is working on the gap between there at Echo Drive over to South Buffalo. It's about a half a mile, very heavily used area that's pretty dangerous. People are going pretty fast, and there's no shoulders for someone walking to jump over onto a shoulder. So we've been working really hard on that. We're really hoping to have that, at least the dirt work and everything done yet this fall, put some crushed concrete in there so people can still use it, and then hoping to put actual concrete down next year. So those are just a couple of things that we've really been working on just during this time.
The wheels are always turning, no matter what's going on, in my knowledge of the North Platte Trails Committee.
Yeah, you know, there's gaps in where we have trails, and I know it's frustrating for people who use them. It's even more frustrating for those of us, you know, trying to work to complete those trail sections. You know, we look for grants, we look for opportunities to do fundraising. We certainly have some wonderful donors here in North Platte, and we're very grateful. To those who have put money behind their trail system. But it takes a lot of money to do that. And so I know we're always working hard to see what we can accomplish. And sometimes it takes years, and I know people kind of get impatient, but we're always working.
Now, Judy, tell us how you work with some of the other agencies that you would normally encounter at the Project Connect at the DNN here in North Platte.
You know, it was It was really great last year. We really enjoyed being out there and visiting with everyone. You know, so many of the groups are, you know, the different ones like mentoring and different things where they're looking for opportunities to be able to work with their mentee or to recommend to their clients to get out and get some exercise. Sometimes it's a rehabilitation that people are doing some physical rehabilitation and they need to be able to get outside in a safe environment and be able to get out and move around. And of course, those mentor and mentee partnerships, it's a great way to get out and go for a walk or a bike ride and visit. And, so we just looked for those kinds of connections.
Now, Judy, if folks listening want to get additional information about the North Platte Trails Committee, or maybe they can help out in terms of a donation and time, talent, and treasure, how can they get in contact with you or somebody on the committee?
Yeah, they can contact Danielle Remus and Shay Caldwell, our co-presidents right now. Danielle is at Nebraska Land National Bank, and Shay Caldwell has Whitetail Screen Printing and CycleSport. So they can contact either one of those, or they can contact me. I'm at Pro Printing and Graphics, so maybe easier for people to know businesses than trying to write down phone numbers quickly. Absolutely, get in touch with me. If they want to make a donation, they can send that to Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation. Eric Seacrest is a great supporter of the Trails organization and always does a fabulous job for those donations that come in. So those are just a few ways they can get in contact with someone.
Now, Judy, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
No, I just really appreciate the opportunity. Project Connect is so important for our community, the work that they do. And, you know, everyone, there's just not time for people to duplicate efforts. So having the Project Connect team like it is, we find out what everyone's doing and we know what someone's doing when we can refer people on to them. So I just really am grateful for the opportunity.
Well, Judy, we appreciate you taking some time for us here on our Project Connect Spotlight.
Hey, thank you, Tristan.
You've been listening to Project Connect on Husker Radio. You can listen back to this and all other Project Connect interviews at huskerradio.com. And learn more about Project Connect at familiesfirstpartnership.org, the sponsor of this great program.